Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Now, recently, I went to the doctor for just a general checkup. I know you love these segments, Michael. However, my cholesterol came back and it was over 7.
Cindy, welcome to the show. It's great to have you back on.
Thank you, Michael.
So what do you think? Being at number 7, is that good or bad?
I'm on red rice extract at the moment.
Red rice extract. So they didn't put you on any cholesterol-lowering drugs?
No. Absolutely against it.
Oh, my goodness.
And I had all the tests, and I had to go to St. Vincent's Hospital for all these scans. And now you're going to tell me something different.
Yeah, well, usually if it's 6.18, because that's the limit that they say that if you don't do it, my gosh, you're going to die of heart disease tomorrow, they'll put you on cholesterol-lowering tablets. So I'm quite surprised that at 7 they didn't. But let's just have a look at cholesterol levels. So first of all, there's the overall total cholesterol level, which you have at 7. And, you know, for me, I don't think that it is a high level because we've also got to have a look at HDLs and your LDLs before we can really decipher whether number 7 is the right number or is a wrong number or a bad number or a good number.
Yeah.
But first of all, we do know this, that high cholesterol is not a disease. It's an indicator.
Yep.
And everybody has this thing that if we take the indicator down, then we'll be fine. But that's not the case. The case is that what is it an indicator for? So it could be an indicator for copper and iron deficiency. It could be an indicator that you have an injury in your body because your cholesterol will go up if you have an injury.
Oh.
It could be inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
So you could be eating a food that's causing inflammation, or you could have arthritis that's causing inflammation that will cause your cholesterol to go up. Because why it goes up is that the body's needs increase. So cholesterol is one of the precursors for healing. It's
right.
Also good for coagulation processes. It's also good for making your calcium pumps work. It has a lot of functions.
Mm.
A high cholesterol may also indicate hypothyroidism. So maybe we need to look at your thyroid before we actually take the indicator down. And this is what the problem is at the moment, is that we see cholesterol as a number. The number changes from day to day. So let's just say you had an injury, or you had some inflammation because you ate a food that wasn't good for you, or something like that was happening, and you got 7 that day. You might go back tomorrow or the next day and have a change of 1.8 millimoles per deciliter.
Right.
So in other words, instead of being 7, you could be 5.2, which would put you in the perfect zone.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's so interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, look, it is interesting when you really look into it. And all people see is high cholesterol means I'm going to die of heart disease, and it doesn't mean that at all, because people who have a heart attack sometimes have cholesterol levels 3 and below. But when you actually look at just single things rather than looking holistically, you're actually looking down the barrel of a microscope and declaring something that may not actually be the truth.
Mm.
So what I do is I don't actually look at little indicators. Yes, they're important, but I actually say to the person, okay, well, how are the bowels working? How do you feel when you get up in the morning? Are you sleeping well? So I'll ask all of these questions in order to understand how the person is actually feeling. Then we'll look at the holistic thing. So, you know, cholesterol is needed to make vitamin D in the body.
Mm.
Vitamin D is very necessary for your immune function, for making sure your gut works properly. It's important for a range of things to work. So if your cholesterol's high, you bring it down, you haven't got vitamin D anymore, then you'll find your bowel doesn't work, your hormones start not working properly.
Mm.
You may have sexual dysfunction, and all of these things start to happen. So science actually starts to look at the body as a black and white thing. Oh, well, if cholesterol's high, you'll get heart disease. We better bring it down and everything will be okay.
Well, that's what they were worried about, yeah.
Yeah, but it's not the case.
Yeah.
Cindy, thanks so much for being on today's show. As always, it's been a pleasure.
You're very welcome.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.